I'd like now to welcome Rob DeWalt. He is the calendar editor of the Pasatiempo Friday Arts Magazine in the Santa Fe, New Mexico, and he's sitting in for Robert Knott. Welcome.
That's right. Robert Knott is taking a much-deserved vacation this week. He should be back next week. And as promised, I brought you pickles.
He brought me pickles. I have in my hand, ladies and gentlemen, a little cup-sized pickle pack of Mount Olive kosher dill petites.
Yes, there's a story behind the Mount Olive Company. It's actually the very first food manufacturer in the United States to replace sugar with corn syrup. So Merry Christmas.
Why I have a couple of pickles in my hand, a peck of pickles in my hand, I don't know. I'd also like to welcome Lois Gilbert. She is the author of the book Lost in the Gila. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Thank you, Mary Charlotte.
So just quickly, tell us about your book. You're going to be speaking at Collected Works Bookstore.
At 6 p.m. tonight, the first day of spring. I am so delighted.
It's the first day of spring already?
Today,
heavens.
The equinox. Mm-hmm. Yes, welcome spring.
Good.
There may be a shower later.
So what's your book about? It's a Southwestern mystery.
It is. It's a mystery. It's about a forensic anthropologist who is working on an archaeological dig in the Gila Wilderness. And
what do forensic archaeologists do?
Yes, well.
You would think that they talk about old crime scenes.
They do. They actually study human remains to find out how people die. And this is important in archaeology because we want to know how the Anasazi die or how old Pueblos, Indians die. We want to know what made a whole culture disappear. Nobody really knows exactly what happened to the Anasazi, for instance. So anyway, a forensics experienced person is very important on an archaeological dig. And I just have this strong attraction to medicine and anatomy and bones. And I've spent a lot of time rambling over the hills of New Mexico looking for fossils of not people, but animals. Dinosaurs, extinct animals who used to live here. And so New Mexico plays a major role in this book. It is a character in the book.
Is there a murder?
Oh, yeah. There's a murder. And
it didn't happen in the year 60 or whatever.
No, it did not. No, it happens in contemporary space and time. And I just plundered every archaeologist's brain I knew. And I knew several of them.
Great word, plunder.
Yeah, I did. I ravaged their brains. I said, I want a treasure, a big treasure, the biggest treasure you can imagine. And then I want somebody who's just really turned to evil. And I'm very interested in the dark side of human nature and why certain people are driven to this crime of passion. And I think each one of us, whenever we say drop dead to somebody, we have that capacity to kill, which is always governed by the strict boundaries of social behavior.
Rob DeWalt, do you say drop dead to anybody?
No, just my fish.
But he did nod when I said that.
Yeah.
I used to say go jump in the lake when I lived in a place where there were lakes.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
So you will be speaking tonight about your book and signing books at Collected Works Bookstore.
I will, and I strongly want to support that bookstore. I love that bookstore. It's been in the same place for 30 years. Those women, Dorothy and Mary Massey, do such a fabulous job. They're a treasure.
They are
Santa
indeed.
Fe.
It's a great bookstore. It's across the street from the Lenzic Performing Arts Center on West San Francisco Street, right here in Santa Fe. Lois Gilbert, congratulations on your book, and thanks for being with us.
Thank you so much, Mary Charlotte. It's a pleasure.
Rob DeWalt.
Well, howdy.
Howdy.
Happy spring.
What's this pickle thing about?
Well, you know, when you asked me to be on the show, I think I emailed you back and I said that I would bring pickles and I wanted to keep my word. So now I started a group on Facebook called I Like Pickles, That Is All. And so I'm kind of a pickle freak, and so I'm pimping the pickle. I'm a pickle pimp.
A pickle pimp. Yeah. Okay, well, what's happening this weekend?
There's so much happening this weekend. Actually, there's a lot happening in the next 7 days that we should talk about. First of all, something that's not in the calendar is the 10 o'clock rally down at the Roundhouse with David Koss to support the College of Santa Fe.
Getting down to the wire.
Yes, yes. I mean, very down to the wire. Having said that, there are a bunch of other wonderful things that are happening this week. There's a lot of openings this weekend. Zane Bennett Contemporary Art is having a Waxapalooza
Yes, I went down there. It's very interesting.
You did? Yeah. I guess there's two separate shows, apparently. There was one called Too Near the Sun, which is encaustic paintings by gallery artists. And then there's Waning and Waxing, the Resurgence of Encaustic, which is work by the New Mexico Wax Group. And there's dual receptions from 5 to 7 p.m. Today. And that exhibit is up through May 2nd, and there's a great story about it on page 24 of today's Pasatiempo.
And does that include, and I'll, let's see if I managed to have the piece of paper with me. I don't think I did. I don't know where I put it. But there's also some talks tomorrow about wax. Do you have the...
Let me see if I have those lectures.
In any case, it'll be in the...
Yes. There is encaustic painting lecture and demonstration led by artist Russell Thurston, Paula Rowland, and Ellen Coment, and that's from 1 to 4 p.m. at Zane Bennett Contemporary.
Yes, so that is definitely worth seeing. I was talking to Russell Thurston the other day, and he was explaining to me how wax encaustic looks like painting, but they find it on the outside of mummy tombs, and it's 3,000 years old, and it looks like it was painted the day before yesterday.
Yeah. I mean, it's a great way to... I mean, if they can preserve chocolate with wax, why not paintings, right?
There we have it. What else is going on?
Let's see. There's a couple of other exhibits I wanted to talk about. One was the Lloyd Kivanu Gallery at the Institute of American Indian Arts Museum is having a mixed media show, work by Frank Buffalo Hyde, and jewelry by Paul Moore. And there's a reception today from 4 to 7. Starts a little bit earlier. And that show is up through April 19th. Also, Verve Gallery Photography is having a show with three photographers, Joan Gentry, Elizabeth Henry, and Paul Slaughter. And there's a reception today from 5 to 7, and that's at 219 East Marcy Street. All kinds of exhibits, but there's also some great performances happening this week. The Back Road Pizza is having what they're calling the Big Apple Concert with the Gumbo Project, which is a great sort of jazz and funk ensemble.
They're good. I heard them once.
They are. They're just a great group of folks, and they get people up and dancing. And the show starts from 6:30. It's 6:30 to 9 p.m. at Back Road Pizza. And this is actually a fundraiser. So there's a donation requested, but proceeds benefit the Capshaw Middle School students' New York City trip.
Wow.
Yes. Thus the name, the Big Apple Concert. What else is going on? Vanilla Pop.
Go ahead.
Vanilla Pop. It's my favorite duo, sort of 80s lounge, sort of, you know, really humorous. These guys are playing a lot more in Santa Fe these days. They're playing at the Catamount on Friday from 9:30 p.m. on, and there's a cover for that.
There's a free concert and shadow puppet workshop with free food tonight from 6 to 9 at the Folk Art Museum, the Museum of International Folk Art, featuring Amy of Wise Fool and the bands HN88 and Some Kinda Dumb. And that's co-sponsored by Warehouse 21. For more information, 989-4423.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that's from 6 to 10 p.m. today. And that is on Museum Hill, isn't it?
It is on Museum Hill.
Oh, good. A lot of stuff going on at Warehouse 21 also. The New Mexico Gay Straight Alliance is having their All Colors Youth Summit this weekend. Starts today, goes through tomorrow. There's workshops. There's youth-led discussions. There's a dance party. There's a sort of a do-it-yourself DJ session. All kinds of stuff. If you go to warehouse21.org, you can get a full schedule of stuff that's going on at Warehouse 21 with that. And there's also a bunch of indie concerts this week at Warehouse 21. Roxy Epoxy and the Rebound is playing Sunday. Let's see. We Drew Lightning on Tuesday. We Drew Lightning and AIDSWOOF. Oh, my goodness. And those presented by High Mayhem, who don't have a home right now, but they're presenting this great show. AIDSWOOF is a crazy... crazy band. I was going to put a picture of them in the Pasatiempo, but most of their promotional photos are naked. So that didn't happen.
Well, heaven forfend.
I know. If you're traveling around, if you're up north, One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest is being presented by Los Alamos Little Theater from March 20th to April 4th. And those performances are at 7:30 p.m. on Friday and Saturday and 2 p.m. on Sundays. And, of course, there's a charge. You can get tickets at the door, or you can call 662-2864 for information.
Now, there's a blood drive at the Buffalo Thunder Resort and Casino on Tuesday, the 24th of March. Anytime between 10 and 3 in the afternoon, you can show up or you can schedule an appointment at unitedbloodservices.org.
A blood drive?
A blood drive.
At a casino resort.
Yeah, because the addictive substance at a casino doesn't go into your blood. It just goes into your head.
Ah, and out of your bank account.
Exactly.
Okay. So, in concert on Friday at the OK Casino Resort and Hotel, speaking of casinos, is Los Lobos.
Yay.
And that's at the OK Owingue Pueblo. That's on New Mexico 68, north of U.S. 84285. There's a charge. If you call 877-840-0457, you can get ticket information. Rusalki, Balkan and Middle Eastern vocals and percussion, playing tonight at Yogasaur Santa Fe on West San Francisco Street. I mean, on West San Mateo Road. That's at the 8 p.m. There's a charge. Call 982-0990 for more info on that concert.
Hey, the Santa Fe Opera student-produced opera festival. Budding young divas, composers, and librettists of Salazar Elementary School, Cesar Chavez Elementary, Carlos Gilbert, and Agua Fria and El Dorado, all of these have produced a student opera. It's going to be at the Scottish Rite Masonic Center on March 24th, 25th, and 26th at 6 in the evening. Santa Fe Opera artists and residents have been working with these children at these elementary schools to help them create original operas and sets and everything. It's free and open to the public. What do you think about that?
That sounds great. I mean, that sounds fantastic.
I'd love to see these opera. Little children opera-fying.
I know. I went and saw my my nephew's performance of The Nutcracker out at the El Dorado Elementary School, and I forgot how much fun it is to watch children perform, you know.
Especially if it's not atrociously awful.
Yeah. If it's cute.
Even then, it can be cute, but...
And if it's atrociously awful, as long as it's cute.
But the cuteness wanes every year they get older.
Yeah, that's true. That's why they bring in a new set of kids every year.
Exactly. That's why the species continues to be reproduced.
It's a cute mill. It really is.
Exactly.
Writer's Read Series on Sunday, Journey to My Own Body, poetry by Anne Hunkins and a nonfiction by Peg Spencer, 3 p.m. at Kakawa Chocolate House, 1050 East Paseo de Peralta. That's on Sunday. There's no charge for that. That's good. Himself, hip-hop artist, rapper, he's going to be at the College of Santa Fe Student Union Building. You know, that's on Monday at 8 p.m. at the Student Union Building. I have to tell you that the College of Santa Fe Programming Board has done an amazing job this year with their concert series. This spring is amazing, and I don't want it to go away.
The College of Santa Fe is an incredible institution. I was thinking because... right now, their fate is up in the air, and the legislature and the Senate Finance Committee and all these people are basically holding the fate of the College of Santa Fe in their hands. And I was thinking about how much of the programming on my show has come from the College of Santa Fe in one way or another. Mm-hmm. And it's a lot. There's a lot going. It's not just some little sort of college behind ivy-covered walls where they come out to have coffee every once in a while. They're totally engaged in the community, and they're doing amazing things.
Yeah, no, I mean, I live right near the college, and so I'm actually going to have to expend some energy and go out further to see better shows if they close.
Well, let's hope they don't. Yeah. Under the New Moon, a year cycle working with each month's spiritual energy, a new collaboration between a Roshi, a rabbi, and a rabbi in the spirit of all people are walking on the same ground and enlightenment as a conspiracy of friends. If this sounds cryptic to you, it does to me too, but you can find out more. This is the first event of these moon events is happening Wednesday, March 25th. And for more information, you can write to mail, this is the email address, mail@awakenedlife.org or info@habirusschool.org. And Joan Sutherland Roshi, who's wonderful, and Rabbi Ilan Ashkenazi are the two people, the rabbi and the Roshi.
That's fantastic. Wow.
Oh,
hey,
yes.
You know, the Children's Museum recently suffered a fire. They reopened. The programs that they have weekly are back on. I think everyone should go down and support the Santa Fe Children's Museum. It's a great place to take your kids. They have great programs there. You know, there's a small admission fee, but there's lots of programs making recycled art. And there's sometimes performances every Wednesday. They have a painting and sort of drawing session from 2:30 to 4:30 p.m. Go down there and give them your support. You know, they could really use it, especially, you know, maybe put a smile on their faces after what they went through, you know?
Definitely.
Too Much Noise, Wiseful, New Mexico. Did we talk about this yet? We didn't, I don't think. They're doing this whole series of shows, and they're having a puppet show at 6:30 p.m. on Friday, which is today, 2 p.m. on Saturday, and 2 p.m. on Sunday. The Friday and Saturday performances, let's see, are... Well, they're here. If you go to wisefoolnewmexico.org, you can find out where those are. They also, the Sunday performance is at the Penasco Theater in Penasco. So if you want to get in a car and take your kids out of Santa Fe, that might be a good idea.
So there is a public meeting on Wednesday, March 25th from 6:30 to 7:30 at the Holiday Inn in Santa Fe on the Buckman Direct Diversion Project. And according to the people who sent this out, you are invited to hear about the Buckman Diversion Project, which will provide a safe, sustainable, reliable, and flexible water supply to the Santa Fe region. For more information, 505-660-7682.
You know, the Fine Arts for Children and Teens is having their 19th birthday celebration on Thursday. Marianne, if I say this wrong, excuse me, Marianne Shaning and Ron Pocrasso are going to be the honored guests. There's going to be a dinner and silent auction. That's from 4 to 6 p.m. at Santa Cafe. Speaking of Santa Cafe, I went to the Culinary Arts Ball last night.
You
and
did.
I had a blast.
You
I
had a ball. A blast.
I knew it was time to leave when some of the grandmas were starting to shout Freebird, but the food was fantastic.
Were they shouting it at you?
The wines were... No, they were shouting it at the band. No, they actually weren't. I made that up. But the food was great. The wine was fantastic. They were raising money for their dining guide and also to support scholarships for culinary arts students here in Santa Fe. You know, we gotta you know, create a new breed of chef in this town that can sort of roll with the locavore punches, I think. And if we can support some of these...
Did you say locavore?
Yes.
Did you just make that up?
No.
Okay.
No. You don't know what a locavore is?
Well, yeah, somebody who eats locally, but...
Yeah. No. I'm serious. I think a lot of restaurants are going to start leaning in this direction. There's a new restaurant called Real Food Nation that's opening at the end of the month, and they're going to be doing a lot of work. I met with one of the chefs there, Kim Mueller, last night, and I'll make sure and let you guys know about that.
Excellent. So the Metropolitan Opera's current high-definition screening of Bellini's La Sonnambula will be shown at the Lensic tomorrow at 11 and 6. According to this email, which I got some days ago, there were still, at that point, seats left for the 6 p.m. show. If you want to find out more, call 988-1234 to reserve. And before that, before the morning screening, Desiree Mays, who is featured every year talking about the opera at some length and depth on this show, will present a preview talk. It's at 10 o'clock over brunch at the San Francisco Bar and Grill, which is near the Lensic.
Mamma Mia. Mamma Mia, the El Dorado Elementary School dance. It's a sort of a big party. The proceeds are going to programs at El Dorado Elementary School. It's a 70s themed music sort of celebration. There's going to be decorations. You can dress up. They're going to have Greek food. I imagine there's going to be a lot of ABBA played. That's, let's see, 6 to 9 p.m. There's dance. This
and
is on Friday.
That's supposed to make people want to go?
Well, it could go either way. I mean, it depends on how... You know, how you feel about ABBA. Did you know that they're opening an ABBA museum in Stockholm?
Why, no.
Yes. It's huge. It's beautiful. It's gorgeous. It's going to be awesome. Dance lessons for this Mamma Mia event at El Dorado Elementary School Auditorium start at 6 p.m. And then there's 6 to 7 p.m. there's the dance. And then this from 7 to 9 p.m. there's a party. And there's a lot going on. And there's a charge. It's a little less for you know, for ages 5 and under. So if you call 467-4900, you can get more information on that event.
The Mambo Room, ladies and gentlemen, is happening tomorrow, the 21st of March, at the Lodge in Santa Fe. Full bar, 21 and over, multiple dance floors, dance lessons at 9 o'clock with Mambo Fe and DJ Avi, spinning from 9 until 1 in the morning. It's the salsa party. You can go to mamboroomonline.com or artcats.com, but... Art the cats in Art Cats is with a Z.
Yes.
C-A-T-Z, Art Cats.
Those guys do great work.
They do. Especially if you like salsa.
If you like salsa. You know, I'm afraid to learn how to salsa dance.
Why?
I don't know, because I think I'll look like a fool.
Everybody looks like a fool unless you were born and raised in Havana.
Yeah, I suppose that's true. But I don't know. I'm too shy. I don't think it'll ever
You're
happen.
Shy?
Yeah. Yeah.
Mr. Kosher Petite Dill Pickles?
You can share those with friends, too. Anyone that's a fan of corn syrup, just invite them over.
Do these have corn syrup in them?
I believe so, yeah.
We'll have to look at the ingredients before the show is over. No, it doesn't say on there. Hey, at El Farol. Well, no, you go ahead.
Okay. I was going to say there's a Santa Fe Closet Ball on Saturday, tomorrow at 8:30 p.m. at the Silver Starlight Lounge. If you want to see some of Santa Fe's more gorgeous members of the male species dressed in drag, this might be an interesting place to go see it. It's 8:30 p.m. at the Silver Starlight Lounge on Saturday. The proceeds from this, there is a cover, benefit the Southwest Care Center, who do incredible work. If you call 428-7781, you can get more information about that.
Los Coyotes, featuring Tony B and the South Valley Horns at El Farol tomorrow night from 9 until 1 in the morning.
Wow. Hey, remember Boys to Men? Do you remember Boys to Men?
Vaguely.
With a Z. That's Boys with a Z.
Yeah, and just like Art Cats.
Yeah, uh-huh. They're actually on tour, supporting their latest album called Motown, A Journey Through Hitsville, USA. These guys are playing at Buffalo Thunder Resort
Casino. Yeah, I was going to say, Buffalo Thunder.
Yeah.
If they were popular in the 70s, they're playing at Buffalo Thunder.
That's right. You can go give blood and go check out Boys to Men. You know?
You can have your bank account zeroed out.
That's Saturday
even
the 21st
the
at 8 p.m. in the Tiwa Grand Ballroom at the Buffalo Thunder Resort and Casino. As I understand, there's only a few tickets left, so you better call 455-5555.
I don't think Boys to Men have been boys for some time.
No, they haven't. And there's not as many boys as there used to be. Yeah, one of them is not in the group anymore, so it's a trio now. But I downloaded the album a couple of days ago because I really, really like Motown.
Hey, on Saturday, March 21st, that's tomorrow from 10 to 4, Literacy Volunteers of Santa Fe will be having a fundraiser at the Clearlight Book Gallery, which is at 851 San Mateo Road. And there's going to be storytellers, advocates, singers, poets, including Mayor Koss, Allie McGraw, Joe Hayes, Steve McFadden, and First Lady Barbara Richardson is going to be there. She is apparently a great advocate of literacy and literacy advocacy here in the state of New Mexico. So for more information, you can call 428-1353, and there's going to be all sorts of books and posters and art and all kinds of things. You can go also to lvsf.org, which I guess stands for Literacy Volunteers Santa Fe.
You say Allie McGraw is going to be there at the Literacy
Day? That's what it says on my event. Why? She's going to be somewhere else at the same time?
She is a busy girl. No, later that night, on Saturday, she's the Santa Fe Girls School 10th Anniversary Celebration Auction. She is emceeing the gig. Music by the Trillium Brass Trio. And this is at Del Charo Saloon at the Inn of the Governors. It's from 6 to 8:30 p.m. There's a charge. There's raffles. There's raffle tickets. The auction proceeds benefit the school's tuition assistance program. I would call 820-3188 to find out more.
Now, the Closet Ball, that's what you were just talking about?
Uh-huh.
That's okay, then being a fundraiser for the Southwest Care Center.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yep, and let's see. What else? Ooh, Southwest Seminars, Ancient Sites, Ancient Stones lecture series on Monday the 23rd. Hunter Gatherers and Hunting Motivation by John D. Speth, Professor of Anthropology at the University of Michigan, 6 p.m. on Monday the 23rd at Hotel Santa Fe. There is a charge, but proceeds benefit the Palace of the Governors.
Most excellent.
Yeah.
And the movie The Wild Child, which is considered the director Truffaut's great film, or one of his great films, is screening at the Center for Contemporary Arts. Today, tomorrow, Sunday, and next week. And then the film Two Lovers, which we talked about on this program, which I thought was terrific. I thought it was very, very good. A man and two girls, one whom mom and dad like, and the other they don't even know about her. But anyway, I thought it was very well done. It was one of those movies that could really go the direction of horrible Hollywood cliches, and it doesn't at all.
No.
Joaquin Phoenix is an incredible actor, as is Gwyneth Paltrow. Anyway, that's still there.
I just saw a movie with Joaquin Phoenix in it that was really, really sad, and I can't remember the name of it.
Walk the Line?
No, it was about he had a son who was killed in a hit and run, and he sort of goes on this sort of revenge binge, I
oh
guess
dear.
You could call it. Speaking of the Palace of the Governors, on Friday, Through the Lens, Creating Santa Fe book launch. Marianne Redding, curator of photography at the Photo Archives of the Palace of the Governors, and exhibit co-curator Krista Elric are going to discuss and sign copies of the book from 5:30 to 7 p.m. at the Palace of the Governors.
We had them on the show, and the book is fabulous, and the exhibition is fabulous. It's that's worth going to.
No, I know. They sent us a couple of copies of the book, and I keep trying to sneak one out of the office, but it's just not working.
What, the metal detector goes off when
you
walk out?
It's bulky. When I stick it down my pants, you can see that there's something in there.
I'm not going there.
Marion Center for Photographic Arts, an ongoing exhibition, The Valley, 6 Albuquerque Photographers. It's a group show. It's up through April 24th. I suggest you go see it. It's at the College of Santa Fe. And Marion, this Photographic Arts Center is incredible. They do a lot for local photographers and traveling photographers, and you guys should go support it. You know, there's a lot of stuff. Santa Fe Community College is also having a couple of exhibits that open on Thursday. The Community College School of Arts and Design Studio 721 is having a group show of work by University of New Mexico and SFCC art students. There's a reception from 4 to 6 p.m., and that exhibition, I believe, is going to be up for quite a while. They're also having, at the Design and Visual Arts Gallery, a University of New Mexico Department of Art and History faculty show. There's a reception from 5 to 7 p.m. That shows up through April 27th. What else? El Rancho de las Golondrinas Lecture, The General Who Took New Mexico, Stephen Watts Kearney, Integrity in the Age of Imperialism, by Stephanie Kearney, who is the general's great-great-granddaughter. That's at 7 p.m. at the Santuario de Guadalupe. If you call 471-2261, you can get more information, and there's no charge for that.
Hey, on Monday at 7 o'clock, Monday the 23rd of March, Peg Tyre is going to be speaking. I interviewed her earlier this week on my show. She wrote a book called The Trouble with Boys.
Ah, I've seen this book.
Yeah, it's really about how boys are falling behind girls in school due to their, natural lack of intellectual ability? No, just kidding.
Well, anything we can do, they can do better, right? I mean, isn't that what they always have said?
And it turns out to be true, but it is Just kidding, ladies and gentlemen. Don't hassle me later. but she is speaking at 7 o'clock at... Fill in for me. I got to figure out where she's speaking.
Where?
No, I have to figure out where.
Oh, okay.
Talk among yourself while I figure out where she's speaking.
I will do that. Writers Read Series. Oh, no, I already did that one. Arms in the Man, George Bernard Shaw's satire on war and romance continues at the Santa Fe Playhouse. There's, there are shows on Saturday. There are shows on Friday and Saturday at 8 p.m., Sunday at 2 p.m., the Santa Fe Playhouse. If you call the Playhouse, if I can find the number, I'll let you have it, 988-4262. You can get more information. There's a review of that show on page 10 in today's Pasa Tiempo.
And Peg Tyre will be speaking at 7 o'clock on Monday at the Educational Services Building at 610 Alta Vista in Santa Fe, and it's a free event.
Have you been to that Alpha News place? Have you been there for some
Many
Middle Eastern
times.
Grub? Have you seen the Sultana dancers there?
Yes.
Have you ever been? I've never, somehow I keep missing it, but,
it's really fun to go there. I ended up doing fake, I don't know how to do Middle Eastern dance, but I ended up doing fake Middle Eastern dance. So every time I go in there, now the owner says, "You must dance now."
He's great. You know, I went in there with my partner when they first opened, and we sat down and we ordered a couple of things, and he just kept bringing out plates of food. He was just like, "Oh, you should just try this. Oh, you should just try this."
I know. He's a wonderful person.
I left stuffed. He's so friendly.